And hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose. Grateful to be here with you guys for today. So before we get started, hope you guys are having a great week, achieving all your goals. You know, it's the summertime, so I'm hoping you guys are enjoying, you know, spending that summer at the beach, going to Disney World, Universal, you know, family trips and all that good stuff. I do hope all of you guys are enjoying that time. You know, all the kids who are listening, I hope you're enjoying your spring break, your summer break from school. I hope you're getting recharged and ready to start school here in a month or so. But with that being said, guys, hope you guys are doing well. We do our announcements like we always do. If you guys are not following us, the social media links, and if you weren't here for the announcement on the episode prior, you know, just to give everybody a quick little summary, the name of the podcast has changed. The name is now Nature Talks. The full name is Nature Talks, Exploring the Wonders of the Natural World. But we ain't got time to be saying all that every time. So, for short, it's just Nature Talks. That's the new name. On all social media links, it should be changed now. That's what our Facebook, that's what our Twitter. There is an Instagram possibly coming soon, and also there'll be a Patreon coming up soon, which again with the Patreon, you don't have to donate if you don't want to, but that's just in case if you do. All right. And then other than that, the same announcements do include, like before, when our name was the previous name, you know, if there's anything you want me to ask while the podcast is going live, you can submit me your guys' questions and I can answer them live while the show is going on. If you want me to do any special birthday shout-outs, call anybody, all that good jazz, that's also included in that. We will not have an ad today because it is not recorded. I have to record a whole new one, but I had a busy, long day at work, so I got home a little later, and then I had to do stuff around the house. So we're doing this podcast pretty quickly. So there won't be an ad today, so we're just going to jump right into it. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about sea turtles. One of our listeners, she suggested that we do turtles, you know, and I thought, well, sea turtles are pretty interesting, you know, and sea turtles, I think, are some pretty majestic animals, if you think about it. I mean, they almost look like they're flying underwater, but, you know, sea turtles are some of, you know, important animals into ocean waters. They are considered cold-blooded reptiles, but they do require oxygen to, you know, breathe, but they live their entire lives in the ocean. You know, in fact, you know, sea turtles have been documented to live to be over 100 years old, which is pretty incredible. But turtles, as a whole family of animals, do have pretty long lives, tortoises and turtles specifically. But that being said, you know, sea turtles have actually been recorded with fossil records that they're actually older than dinosaurs. And in fact, they even survived the big extinction of the dinosaurs. According to, you know, paleontologists, they said that sea turtles lived for over 100 million years, and then they even survived when the dinosaurs were extinct, and they continued to keep, you know, surviving. The sad thing about that is, though, is nowadays there's only 7 species of sea turtles left on the world, and they can be found in all of your Earth's oceans besides the colder regions up north. The leatherback sea turtle is the biggest, and they can weigh between 600 to 1,400 pounds, while the Kemp's Ridley sea turtle is some of the smallest. So that's some interesting thing. Now, as you guys know, one of the more popular or noticeable characteristics of a sea turtle is actually their shell. Now, with that being said, sea turtles both have an internal and an external skeleton. Now, the external one, which means it's the skeleton on the outside, which includes the shell, you know, and the shell for sea turtles is used to protect them and support their internal organs. It's actually comprised of over 50 bones fused to the spine, except in the leatherback sea turtles. Now, the internal skeleton, which is on the inside, on the other hand, acts as like the anchor for the muscle. And so because of this weird construction that sea turtles have, unlike other turtles, they cannot pull their heads and legs into their shell. Instead, that gives them their stream-like flippers that they have with their legs on the outside, because their front legs work like paddles. If you notice, like, when sea turtles are swimming, they usually look like they're doggy paddling, almost, in a weird way, shape, or form. But that would explain why, you know, some people say, well, why can't sea turtles pull their bodies and legs into their body like normal turtles? Well, that's why. They're not built for that adaptation, because you know, most of their lives is spent in water, so they preferably have to be constantly, you know, being able to adapt to living in aquatic life. Now, when it comes to, you know, a sea turtle, their actual body and their bones can actually tell you, you know, their history. Like, if you guys have heard, you know, you can tell the age of a tree if you count the number of rings around it when you cut it down. Well, sea turtles are kind of the same way. You know, as they get older, they get more of these, you know, chemical markings on them, and it's actually a way to tell how old the turtle is. So that's always something cool to think about. Now, sea turtles, if you look at the front of their mouth, if you look closely enough, you know, sea turtles do not have any teeth. They actually have a beak-like mouth that they use to grasp and tear, you know, food floating in the water. Now, the cool thing about sea turtles is most sea turtle species eat jellyfish, but there have been some that will, you know, hunt other things, you know, like clams or crabs. But then there's also some sea turtles who specifically just eat seagrass, while there's other ones who eat sea sponges and invertebrates. So the sea turtle species have a variety of things that it can eat. So I think that gives it a kind of an edge that they all have adapted this personal thing that they all like to eat. Now, sea turtles are good for one thing, and that is how far they can travel. Now, it's been shown that some sea turtle species will travel over 1,500 miles between where they feed and their nesting ground. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard or seen, like, all of these, like, documentaries about recording sea turtles swimming across the ocean from continent, you know, to get to their nesting ground. And the cool thing about it is female sea turtles actually remember where they were born. So they actually go back to where they were born, and they lay their eggs there. There was, like, if I recall, I can't remember what it was called, the documentary, but there was one down where I live, because there used to be a aquarium down here, and they used to have a very a female sea turtle, and they'd like did a documentary on, like, you know, her life. And because I think she had a dent in her shell or something, like, it was some, like, she had like a deformity. But they would show you, like, this documentary, like, documenting, like, her life from starting as a hatchling into an adult. And, you know, it was kind of interesting to see that. But, you know, that's one thing that, you know, in that sea turtles are known for, you know, as they travel so far and incredible long distances. And even the longest recorded journey of a single sea turtle, she swam about 13,000 miles from Indonesia to the west coast of the United States. And they tracked her journey for about 647 days. Which means she swam about 20 miles each day. And you're probably wondering, well, Jose, how do these sea turtles just know where to go? Well, sea turtles have been shown to be very sensitive to the Earth's magnetic field, and they use that to navigate across the wide expansion of the sea. Now, with that being said, they have these magnetic particles in their brains, which likely is used to help them orbit the Earth's magnetic poles like a compass. So that would explain why female sea turtles return to the same beach that they were hatched from. And scientists have even used GPS navigation to prove this and shown that they instinctively come back to the same place where they were born. And baby sea turtles are then imprinted on that beach by the magnetic signature. So when they come back and lay their eggs, they know exactly where to come to. Now, if you're probably wondering, you know, do all of the sea turtle babies survive? Because sea turtles lay a lot of eggs, between 50 to maybe 200 eggs. Typically, they lay quite a bit. With that being said, you would think, well, do all of these baby turtles survive? Statistics say less than 0.1% of all turtle hatchlings will survive the first 2 decades of their life. So with all of these, you know, with, you know, hundreds of sea turtle females coming onto the beach and laying eggs, and all of these eggs and the millions hatching, you're like, well, Jose, what particularly happens to all these babies? Well, there's quite a few things that happen. when the babies hatch out of the, because female sea turtles come on shore, they'll bury their eggs in the sand and then they'll lay them, they'll bury them, and then the mom will go their way. That means, you know, once the sea turtle babies hatch, they're on their own. The second they come out of the ground, the game of life begins for them on day one. Because even from them getting to the beach, to the water, and even when they get into the water, they're not safe. Because on the coast, they can get snatched up by seagulls, by crabs, by other predators who's, you know, that's on their way to the water. That's all the things that can happen to them. Not even mention if there's any animals who eat the eggs that are, you know, buried. But then, you know, once they make it to the ocean, you know, they have to deal with bigger fish and sharks and, you know, and also the dangers of, you know, storms and pollution and plastic, you know. So sea turtles are very resilient animals because they already have to face dangers from the beginning of their life. So the cool thing about sea turtles, because obviously they cannot breathe underwater, they have to come up to the surface for air pretty frequently. Even when they're, you know, when they have to rest, you know, sea turtles don't sleep. They take like little power naps, like at least for like a cup, like an hour or two, they'll take a power nap. Would that be, you know, but when it comes to them, you know, resting and stuff, you know, they have to slow their heart rate to conserve their oxygen. But they can hold their breath underwater for about 4 to 7 hours at a time. But if they're sleeping, they usually only take like little power naps if they need to. And the cool thing about sea turtles is they can dive almost about 1,000 feet into the ocean, while some turtles, like the leatherback sea turtle, can even reach depths of 3,000, which means they have to have built-in collapsed lungs, a flexible shell, and oxygen stored in their muscles and blood. This allows them to compress their bodies and safely handle the change in pressure if they need to travel deeper. Now, the main question is, you know, are sea turtles endangered of being extinct? And by golly, are they so ever? Sea turtles are probably like some of the poster childs of endangered species sometimes. A lot of things that are, you know, human-related activities is the main cause, habitat loss, climate change, the illegal collection and trade of sea turtle shells, commercial fishing, because they sometimes get caught up in the fishing boats, and then obviously marine plastic and pollution. I just listed off a couple things, you know, but a lot of these things, and we can go over those, play a big role into the sea turtles. One with the habitat loss, you know, if these sea turtles are imprinted to go to a specific area or beach to lay their eggs, if that beach gets like a resort built on it, or, you know, gets houses built on it, or what so have you, then these sea turtles have nowhere to lay their eggs, and then they just, you know, it's kind of hard for them to just change where they go, you know? Another thing with climate change, you know, that's just something that is going to happen around the globe already. There's a lot of human activities that are making climate change be a more faster process. But not only that, sea turtle eggs depend on temperature, you know, to incubate them. But not only that, it's the temperature of the nest will determine the sex of the sea turtle. If you guys watched our alligator one a couple months ago, alligators are the same way. Sea turtles, if it's warmer temperature, it produces more female turtles, while cooler temperatures produce more male turtles. But due to climate change, a lot of beaches where they lay their eggs are warmer temperature. That means that most sea turtle hatchlings that hatch out are female, which dramatically skews the sex ratio of sea turtle populations. And then if you remember what I said before, a majority of those babies don't even make it to adulthood. So that even dwindles or even hinders the species as a whole. Now with the illegal collection and trade, you know, the black market, with a lot of animal species, they'll capture these animals and trade them, you know, for black medicine, you know, that they believe that, you know, these turtles' bodies have, you know, like rhino horns is an example of that. But also the trading of their shells is also illegal. Illegal hunting of them, that's another reason. The commercial fishing one, this actually affects a lot of different animals. Sea turtles are just another victim of this because they can accidentally get caught in the fishing net. And most of the time, by the time the fishers realize that they have them in there, you know, they either just throw them back or the turtle gets injured and just dies. Marine plastic and pollution, that's probably a big one. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen this on Facebook. It's on Instagram. You'll probably see these videos of, like, these turtles getting, like, you know, straw stuck in their nose, or they get their necks caught in, like, the little plastic thing that holds, like, Coke cans and stuff like that. And, you know, the reason why that is because, you know, these things are see-through, you know, and it mimics jellyfish. And so these sea turtles mistaken these things for something to eat when, in fact, it actually harms them. There's a video that I saw. This sea turtle had, like, a plastic straw. She had it stuck up her nose, and it was just terrible because you could obviously tell she was in pain. And this is something that could have been prevented. I mean, you know, but there's so many reasons of why, you know, plastic is getting dumped into the ocean. The main cause is people just don't care. And, you know, with all, during the summer, you know, more people go to the beach. They bring, you know, drinks and all this stuff. And they don't think to clean their mess up, you know, or, you know, another cause. And I said this before, like, people who go to spring break, you know, spring break trashes a lot of beaches. Especially down here in the South, they do. You know, but even though these sea turtles are facing this critical thing in their existence, there have been many policies and many laws that are actually protecting their habitats and even prohibiting killing them or even collecting their eggs. I don't know if you guys saw, but there's been, like, these programs where, like, they will block off a section of the beach that they know that sea turtles come to, and they'll block it off, and then they'll actually keep it to where, you know, nothing can get to the nest. That way it guarantees that the babies will at least make it into the water safely. You know, there's so many organizations that have been made, and there's a lot of, you know, things that you guys, listeners, can go do the donate or research on about sea turtles, you know. And so hopefully this gives them a greater chance of not having to go extinct. Now, with that being said, guys, this is our first show back with the new rebrand and the new title. And again, I just want to thank everybody for just being so patient with me with this change. It's been a lot, but I'm happy that I'm actually here and I can actually come back and do something that I love doing. And we are here for the long run. I'm excited that, you know, there's growth. I mean, we just made it to 2,000 monthly listeners, I believe a couple weeks ago, which is mind-boggling. And then, you know, to me, I just would never think that I would be here. I never thought that I would be at this particular point with the podcast. And I know I have a track record of taking some time away or stepping away. And I do apologize about that. Just know that I am going to do my best to make sure you guys keep getting, you know, the content that you enjoy and the content that I enjoy making. So thank you so much for being patient. I hope you guys are, you know, loving the new name, loving the new logo and the direction that we're going. Like I said, we're going to be here for the long run. So I hope you guys, one more thing. I hope you guys also, we're going to change when we put the picture up on the episode. I couldn't think of the word. It's going to be different. You probably won't see the name Nature Walks right there. I'm not really sure. I'll figure it out as I go. But there'll be different looking pictures from now on. But with that being said, like I said, you guys make sure you stay safe out there. Make sure if you guys have any questions, you send them to me live. I can answer while the show is going on. Y'all have a great rest of your week. And make sure you guys will see you next week. We are talking about the Harvestmen, or in the other words, Daddy Long Legs. So I hope you guys are excited for that one. And see you next time.